And you don't know what you study. You don't know what you see. Just only the six senses that you consuming. And let the time pass day by day and die in the end. And then you carry many defilements to show off to each other. For me, I feel so pity and ashamed for that. So, better stop all of this and start the new system. Start the new study. Then you will feel it's very happy. And then, we will not be a good monk. We will not be a bad monk. We will not be a stupid or the smart monk, because the monk who in of defilement cannot use any word to describe him. Cannot describe, cannot enact anything, because in the mind is in everything already. That's why we can use the word, the Arahant is end of defilement, end of suffering. So now, you listen by your ear, and you know by your heart. And what are you waiting for? Because in the next moment, if you are stupid, you will keep continue to be stupid constantly. But if you know in the present moment, in the next moment you know, it will be good for the next moment. The water that come out from the rock on the mountain, if it clean and clear, when it flow down to the river and reach to the ocean, it's always clean and clear. If it come out from the dirt, this water is always be dirt. When the hot water reach to the tree die. But when the cool water reach to the tree is green and happy. So therefore the Buddha, wherever he goes, people love him and take refuge on him. But for the Mara or the demon, if they go any place, anywhere, anytime, people always hate him. The same for the mind, your one mind. If that mind, in the moment that the Buddha arise in your mind, that moment you can take refuge on your mind. But in the moment, if the Mara or the demon arise in your mind, even though yourself, you cannot stand it. So, in some case, it's getting worse. When the demon arises inside, it's annoying. It's harm to the mind. So they hang himself. He jumped from the building. And then he do commit suicide. But actually, it's not all about that. It's not all about birth and death. It's about what inside the mind. So now, you listen this, and please understand clearly. Tomorrow, I will talking about how to end the suffering. If you remove the self from your mind, then tomorrow, when you listen about the suffering, it will be easier to understand. You will understand the suffering, cause of suffering, how to extinguish the suffering. But if you still help cell to cover and blind your eyes, it's so difficult to understand about this. It's like I play the piano to the buffalo. They don't understand. I'm not insult you, but actually I said the true word. So the most important thing, please remember, anatta or non-self, is the full Dhamma in the mind. So all everything, even though in the form or in the mind, if you don't attach on that, you don't cling on that, that means you have the power of anatta or non-self. In Pali word, we say, sape narang apiniveseya. Any place, anywhere, if there is nothing to attach, there is nothing to cling on this. It's considered this is the anatta or non-self. Nothing left. It's empty. And no competition in that at all. But remember, if just one little moment, if you attach on anything or cling on anything, the self or atta will arise immediately. And anatta or non-self will be gone immediately also. So what is the difficult to do this? It's not difficult. Do you think you carry the suffering inside your mind and you're happy to do that? Is that difficult or not? To remove the suffering, remove self like this, is not difficult. Except you betray your mind. You are sitting at here right now. You have the right to destroy the suffering from the body and mind. You have the right to do that. You have the right to get bored with the form, with the feeling, with the perception, with the thought and consciousness. When you get bored and feel tired with that, and then the mind remove all of them, and the dispassionness happen, and then the liberation happen. This is all the whole process. The mind don't like the suffering. Please know that. Especially when we get in and stay in meditation, and when you think about the past, the future, and the present moment, the mind feel tired, want to throw out and vomit. The past is the dead corpse, the dead body. And in the future, will cause a lot of death, a lot of bodies. But in the present moment, if you can tear this body apart, you will see the truth of this. If you see like this, see the truth of the body, then the nipitta will arise with the vipassana. Nipitta does mean it's boring. When the boring and plus with the vipassana, it will destroy all the attachment inside the mind. So it's like the darkness in the universe is covered everywhere. But when the sun rises, it destroys all the darkness. The darkness just disappears immediately. So this is the same thing for the mind. If the mind can destroy self inside, it's like the sun rises in the morning and destroy all the darkness. But when the mind start to have self, just one moment, it's like the sunset and the darkness comes suddenly. And this is heavy and become a burden to carry. Like a person who carry the fried aggregate everywhere, it's heavy but cannot let go. This is the place where the atta or self arise, and where this is the place that the non-self or anatta arise. So this Dhamma talk is like I prepare everything for you first, just unlock the door. We did not enter to Anantalakkhana Sutra yet, but I just talk about the basic for you to understand first. Just know and see and follow what I said. It's not about you listen and you become the Buddha or the Arahant. It's not about that. Just know and see and follow. So the kid that come to suck the meal from mother is not about to make the mother die, but just want the kid to grow up and healthy. So the same thing when you come to listen the Dharma. Right now, it's not about become the Buddha or the Arahant, but what I want you to stop being stupid. And when you enlighten, when you liberate, you have the real freedom. This is the end. And don't need to come back. Don't need to come back for birth and death. Don't need to come back for shit or excrement. Because birth and becoming, the worlds, the realms, this is like the shit and excrement of suffering. It's not the good place to come. Understand like this? Agree with this? So that means all the burden is in. So the wave end of the shore, the listener must end at the liberation. By a human, by brain. By the goal, with price. But by the wisdom, by listening. This is true or not? You can prove it. If you meet someone, you have some friend, and they have no brain, for sure they will bring you to a bad way. So the brain doesn't mean a person who have the wisdom of the Buddha. Even though for the goal, if you have the fake goal, so it's no price. The same thing for the person. If any person don't listen from the Dharma, they will have no chance to have the wisdom. So today I give you the data of the Dharma. Full in the mind. Don't add anything. Hot and cold, but see the Dharma. Open the black curtain and see the Buddha. The black curtain is the ignorance. So end of your mind right now. No doubt, no question. In the past, the future, in the present moment. So this is called Sota Patiyankha. End of doubt and question. No other stream. Only the stream of the Nirvana. This is the stream of the Eight Noble Path that reach to Nirvana after listen. Don't need to come back to be a male or female, man or woman. If you know and see mindfulness or wisdom, it also gone. What it left is the knowledge, and this knowledge is the emptiness. It's always empty. So in the emptiness, there's two kinds of the emptiness. The emptiness with ignorance and the emptiness of the inside knowledge. Emptiness of the ignorance, this means you have self, have atta. And the emptiness without ignorance, that means the emptiness with anatta or non-self. This is in the same place, the same time. Do you understand this? Do you see this? Can you see yourself inside? Empty with ignorance because you have atta. But empty with non-self because you have anatta. So understand this and copy this. Do not be like the ghost that meet the wiser on the road. The wiser walking on the road, and then he meet the goat sitting beside the road, and then the goat kneel down. So he thinks that this goat pay respect to him. So he go to rub the goat head. But then later, the goat change to harm him and hurt him. So we better don't take the wiser like this. So the self, it lies the wiser like this. The atta that we have right now. So summarize, anatta or non-self has no sick, no old, no die. It's only self that they have. Birth, sick, old, and die is self or atta. No birth, no death, no sick, no old. This is non-self or anatta. If you want to be free, feel light and happy, joyful, you have to consume anatta. If you want to be bad, you want to have a bad luck, bad life, so consume atta or self. I will explain a little bit more for anatta. First, it's out of control. It cannot control. This is anatta. The second is always conflict with atta or self. Even though you say this is atta, this is self, but actually it's non-self, it's always conflict. The third is not listen to you. Even though this is my eye, this is my ear, this is my body, this is my mind, please stay like this. But it cannot stay like this. It cannot stay like what you wish, what you want. This is anatta or non-self. Because this is the condition that you cannot find any self inside. So the fourth one, for the condition of self or atta, they think after die they will go to reborn in this heaven realm to this Brahman world. This is the way that atta just keep going all the time. But for the Buddha, it's different. So the Buddha said, for anatta, don't need to have this world, that realms, that birth, that becoming. It's only one place, nirvana, for anatta. So, in the end of anatta, all everything that's caused to have this happiness, we call itapajayata. Because you have this, then you have the next one. When you have this next one, you have the other ones. It's always like the chain like this. But when you start to cut something in this chain, and then everything is stopped. So this is anatta or non-self. Okay, this is enough for today, for this Dharma talk.